Our tithes and offerings are so important. And those of you who weren't here last week, Betty and Phil announced that Doug Marsh, Sylvia Marsh's kids. Sylvia was a member of this church a long time, and when she passed away, she left this church in her will. And Doug brought Phil the offering. So we want to just let you know that that's how the church continues on. So if you have a will and you think about it and you want to let something to the local church, why, it's always a good way to help us keep proclaiming the gospel. So we're thankful for that. And we're also thankful for all the gifts of service and things that happen at the local church that we just kind of just take for granted. People making sure that we have electricity and paying the bills and all that kind of stuff that goes on behind the scene. So if you ever want to do something and you want to serve on a committee, of course we're not doing much of that now, but if you ever want to be involved in the local church, just let me know. We could always use your help. And thank you for the monetary gifts. Father, we thank and praise you as we no longer pass the basket through the congregation, but we have a basket in the back that allows us to give our free will offerings and our tithes, and we thank you for that. And we give you the glory this morning in Jesus' precious name as we sing the doxology, which simply means praise be to God.